The root of anxiety is a lack of understanding and trust.
Jim Staley of Passion for Truth Ministries, it's wonderful to have you here on Charisma. And you've had some amazing things happen on your YouTube channel recently, talking about the eclipse. God spoke to you about doing some videos about the eclipse, and it really broadened your horizons in a lot of ways. And your future's rather bright, I would say. But that's not the only thing that God's been talking to you about. You're a Hebraic Torah teacher, and you love talking about the end times as well. So we're going to dive into all of this. So welcome to Charisma.
Yeah, thank you so much for inviting me. I'm excited to be here for sure.
Yeah, so let's start off with what just happened recently with the eclipse, because so many people were saying that this is a sign of the end times, and some people were conflating that to the rapture is coming on April 8th. And as we were recording this, it's April 16th. So we know that that didn't happen that day. At least I'm still here, you're still here. So
let's hope it didn't happen, right?
Yeah. But what were the things that we missed with that, and what actually happened?
Yeah. So, you know, anytime there is an event like this that's in the skies, that's significant, and prophecy buffs are talking about it, it gets everyone's buzzing, stirring about what's going on with the end days. The problem is because we don't really understand what I call the front of the book, right? The Old Testament, the foundation stones of what all this looks like. We don't even understand what the Magi understood when they came to find Jesus, Yeshua, you know, in a stable. So most of us don't even realize that on the day that Yeshua, Jesus died, there was a solar eclipse and there was an earthquake the same day. So these signs in the heavens are there, but we interpret them from our Greco-Roman Western mindset and perspective. And quite frankly, we will many times interpret them from our own denominational background and the biases that we have. So yeah. What we have in this eclipse in 2024 is an extraordinary event that has never happened in the history of the United States, where you have two solar eclipses, 2017, three really, and then 2023, and then 2024, crossing the United States, and the 17 and the 24 eclipse having maximum totality in the same exact place, and the same exact place being called Little Egypt. That is a mathematical impossibility. It is not mathematically possible. We had a professional mathematician do the research on this and found out that it was like 1 in 700 trillion chance of that happening. The significance of the 24 eclipse is it happens on Nisan 1. Now, because the Roman church switched the whole calendar of early Christianity over to a Roman calendar, we're not on the biblical calendar right now. So most of our audience doesn't know what Nisan 1 is, but Nisan 1 is the new year. It's the religious new year on God's calendar. It's 14 days before Jesus died on Passover. It's the beginning of God's religious calendar. It's also the same day that Hezekiah cleaned the temple. It's the same day that Noah opened up the ark. It's the same day that Nehemiah left to rebuild the wall in Jerusalem. This is a very, very significant day on the biblical calendar. And when you connect the fact that it was X marks the spot, when you connect the fact that every single time that there's been a total solar eclipse in the United States, there's either been a war within 18 months or an earthquake. And when you connect the fact that the only other time there's ever been an X over the United States ever in its history was in 1811, and it wasn't even over the Midwest, and the totalities didn't even match, but there also was a comet in the sky, exactly like this one was, a comet in the sky called Devil's Comet. 90 days later was the largest earthquake in the history of the United States over the New Madrid fault line. So we are in unprecedented moments here. And I do believe that just like a child is conceived in the womb, and nobody knows it for quite some time until they look back and go, oh, this is where it began. I believe that this eclipse was a prophetic warning of God putting his name, the Aleph and Tav, over, because those were the ancient letters. An X in Hebrew is not an X. It's the last letter in the Hebrew alphabet, Tav. And when you add the 23 eclipse, it literally makes the ancient Hebrew letter Aleph. So you have the Aleph Tav placed right over the United States. truly believe that God is calling his people to repent. This is not about Democrats. It's not about liberals, not about Republicans. This is about if my people that are called by name will repent, then God will hear from heaven. I do believe that we are moving into some crazy times in the Middle East. And I think everybody that has eyes to see and ears to hear is seeing it.
Yeah. And, you know, we look at the Middle East and we see, you know, just recently that Iran has launched attacks from Iran to Israel, not through a proxy, but directly from them. And you know, thank God that 99% of those were shot down by the Iron Dome. But we're looking at what's happening in Israel, and the end time doomsday clock is approaching midnight pretty fast. And when you look at the end times, when you look at biblical prophecy, when you look at the things like the eclipse, and we've got the red heifers in Israel right now, it seems like there's so many things that are coming together. It really leads to a lot of end times anxiety for a lot of people. Can we speak to end times anxiety and what should be the proper response?
Yeah, it's definitely a thing, and it's a very serious thing, because anxiety on a good day is normal in American fast-paced Christianity. When you add in the idea of the end of the world, right, just saying that phrase is very scary. I remember we have family church every Saturday, and I was talking to my kids, and we were talking about some of this stuff around the eclipse time. And my 11-year-old came up and said, "Dad, are you kidding me? Are you saying the end of the world is coming on April 8th? I want to go swimming this the year in my pool, right?" And then my 17-year-old said, "Dad, I just want to get married." So right there, anxiety starts even in young children. The Bible says that we don't have anything to fear, that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. Anxiety is not the root. The root of anxiety is a lack of understanding and trust. Because, for instance, if you had the God of the universe, for instance, if let's just say you're back 3,000 years and you're facing an incredible army, and all of a sudden God opens your eyes and you see, and the mulberry trees are moving and there's angel armies all around, your blood pressure drops significantly because you know that there is a trust level that just went up. So what these type of events do, and this is why the tribulation exists. This is why James tells us, consider it pure joy to face tribulations of many kinds, because the moment that we become anxious, it shows us in the spiritual realm, there's a gap between our trust and our understanding of how God works in our life, because we should never have anxiety when it comes to what happens tomorrow, even though it's normal, but immediately it should be checked by, hey, God's got this. I'm grateful to be on his side. What do I need to do in my life to get more in alignment so that not only my stress level will come down, but that I will be able to be effective in this end time scenario? We're living in the most exciting times of all times right now.